Well, we turn to our catechism question for this morning, and if you have it in front of you there, you can follow along. It's question 69. And the question for this morning is, what is faith in Jesus Christ? Probably the most important question we could ask in the context of theology, or even in the context of practical salvation. Our practical understanding of truth. What is faith in Jesus Christ? If we get this question wrong, if we get the wrong answer to this question, we're not just in trouble theologically, we're not just in trouble when it comes to an idea, we're in trouble in the context of our very souls. So this question, probably one of the key and most important questions that is asked in the catechism. And the answer is fourfold. First of all, we have in the answer, faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace. And this is so important because this points to the fact that faith is not of ourselves. It is not something that comes from us. First and foremost, faith in Jesus Christ is something that we exercise not because we have made a decision, not because we have decided to believe, but because God has been gracious to us. God has graciously granted to us to believe and to trust in Jesus Christ. So first and foremost, faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, an act of God, something that God does in us and through us. Hebrews 10:39 we read, "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Now, this is an important verse. For if faith was a work of man, if faith was something we did, well then, various ones who claim that to be assured of salvation would be presumption, they would be right. The apostle here says, "We are not of them who draw back unto perdition." The only reason he can say that is because he knows that faith itself is a gift of God. Therefore, it's not presumption to say we are not of them who draw back, because once faith has been imparted and once genuine biblical trust in Christ has been given to the sinner, that sinner can say, "I will never fall back. I will never fall back to perdition. I will never fall from salvation because God has given me this gift of grace." And we can say with confidence that we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. That we can say with absolute assurance, "I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." So first and foremost, faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace. But then, secondly, whereby We receive what? We receive Christ. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power," or the authority or the right, "to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Now the Bible never says that we accept Christ. In fact, it says the opposite. It says that we are accepted in him. We are the ones who are accepted, but it does use the words or the phrase, "we receive Christ." Now, we receive Christ not because we've done something. We receive Christ because he has given us the power and the strength and the authority to receive him. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And the reason we believe on his name is because God has enabled us to do so. Thirdly, and rest upon him alone for salvation. This is one of the most important definitions of biblical faith. You see, most people think, well, I believe in all these other things, and I believe maybe in the saints, or I might believe in various different doctrines, and I believe in Jesus as well. I add Jesus in to the mix, and I believe all these things together. Someone said to me some time ago, you know, oh, I believe in Jesus, and I believe in the angels, and I believe in Mary, and I believe in, you know, Father so-and-so, and all this sort of stuff. But that's not biblical faith, is it? It's not biblical faith to add Jesus in to all the other stuff I believe in. No, biblical faith is saying only trusting in Him. That's why Philippians 3:9 says, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. The great watchword, or one of the great watchwords of the Reformation, was sola fide, sola Christus, faith alone in Christ alone. We don't mix faith in Jesus with faith in anything else. That's why it's called saving faith. It's a particular type of faith. It's a particular type of trust. Nothing in my hands I bring, Augustus Top Lady could say. Simply to thy cross I cling. Only to Jesus. Only to the cross. In fact, we would go so far as to say that if we add one iota to faith in Christ alone, we do not have faith in Christ at all. Rest upon Him alone or only for salvation. And fourthly, as He is set forth in the gospel. And this is just as important. You see, somebody might say, oh yeah, I don't trust in anything except Jesus. But it's the wrong Jesus they trust in. It's not the biblical Jesus. They say, oh, I rest alone in Jesus as my Savior. But they don't own Him as judge. They don't own Him as King. And they don't own Him as Lord. Isaiah 33:22 gives us the biblical Jesus. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our King. And notice then, at the end it says, He's our Savior. It says, He will save us. I can only know Jesus as Savior if I know Him as judge, as lawgiver, and King. In other words, the act of saving, the act of redemption, is carried out by a judge, carried out by a lawgiver, carried out by a king. But you see, what we do is we emphasize the noun Savior and make that the beginning and the ending of our relationship, or at least many people do that wrongly. And they say, I can have Jesus as Savior, and then maybe further on down the line in my Christian experience, I can have Him as King and as Lord. But that's not the biblical pattern. That's not the biblical Jesus. The Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our King. And it's only when I understand that can He be my Savior. I must come to Him as Lord. We've noted in Mark's Gospel, haven't we, over the last number of months and the last couple of years, that many people came to Jesus and called Him Rabbi or Teacher or Good Teacher and so on, but they didn't own Him as Lord. It was only the believers that acknowledged Him as Lord, and therefore Romans 10 defines salvation by a recognition, a verbal declaration of the Lordship of Christ as equal or a synonym for saving faith. So what is faith in Jesus Christ? Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation as He is set forth in the gospel.